Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Authority Grace. I am Prophetess Demetria. I'm so glad that you're here. Glory to God. And thank you so much for attending. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful day. We're already November the 6th. Wow. Isn't it moving fast? Do I have anyone joining me live today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me live. And I know I have many, many listeners there on the other lines. And I just want to welcome my family. I want to welcome my adult children, my uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, all of you that are there. I want to welcome you. I also want to welcome my extended family, my friends, and Dr. Black, my sister friend, and all those that are here. Also, my advisor, I want to thank you so much for being here. You know who you are out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. I so welcome you all. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we're just here, as usual, to be enlightened, for the gift to be stirred up in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. To have lots of fun, lots of smiles. I hope you have your pens and paper ready. As you know, I like to give out scriptures to let you know where I find things. And if I don't give you a scripture, it's because I didn't write it down as I was studying, and I will always come back to it on the next broadcast. You can also contact me and call me at any time. Amen. So, the announcements, I'm changing some things a little bit here. I'm going to move my announcements to the middle because I do realize that some people are coming on a little late because they're coming from work or they're, trying to get situated. So what I decided to do is move the announcements like phone numbers and addresses and things like that. I decided to move it to the middle. We do have a live commercial. I'm waiting for her to come in. And once she comes in, then we'll I'll introduce her and then she'll do her announcement. But in the meantime, let's start with prayer. I thank the Lord so much for my listening audience. I thank the Lord for Authority Grace in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that as your people come in, because these are your people, Lord, and I'm a vessel that you're using, and I thank you so much that they're here. And as they come in, Father God, that they have an ear to hear and a heart to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to them. I thank you that they will be enlightened. And also, the gifts will be stirred up in them by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And I thank you so much for traveling mercy and traveling grace for those that are driving and listening to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you move upon the hearts of your people and that their ears are open to hear spiritually what the Holy Spirit will say to them on today. Amen. Bless every household that's represented here today. We thank you, Father God, that every need is met in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you that broken hearts are mended in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that blinded eyes be open in the mighty name of Jesus. Deaf ears will be open in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for a mighty move of God taking place on this broadcast today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are welcome. Have your way in this place in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Black, for being here. I thank you that you took out time in your busy schedule to come in and support Authority Grace in the mighty name of Jesus and grace us with your great attendance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be here, and it is my pleasure to be able to come together as a sister girlfriend and move it and get it going. I'm here to support you.
Amen. I appreciate that. I thank you so much. I want to say this. I have so much to say. But one thing I was reading about authority, I'm always studying on grace and the authority that grace gives us. And I found a scripture in Luke. Well, I didn't find it. I know it was in the Word. And it's Luke 10:19. And when you get time, I want you to read it. I kind of broke it down a little bit here, where it's letting you know that nothing by any means shall hurt you. Amen. You have the authority over the spirit of fear. And so let's read that really quick here. And I'm going to go to Luke, the 10th chapter, around about the 19th verse. And keep in mind that authority grace, that's what I do here. I teach about the grace of God. And as it's downloaded into me, I pass it on to you. Amen. And sometimes I can unpack it to the fullest. I take my time as much as possible because I want you to get an understanding on the grace of God. Jesus is grace. He was sent. Amen. And so with that being said, let's read that we are in, God has enabled us with his grace. Amen. And what grace enables us to do. So he said here in Luke 10, verse 19, he said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and the scorpions, and give all the power of the enemy." Amen. He's not give the power. Y'all forgive me because I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm reading with some Dollar Tree glasses until I get my real glasses back. So bear with me. So he giving us power over all the serpents and the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm us. Amen. And that's one of the amazing abilities grace gives us. He enables us to tread upon the serpent. He enables us, amen, to not walk in any fear, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Amen. And in your study time, if you can dig deep into Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19, and it's going to take you some places. You're going to jump over in Romans. It's really good. It gives you a great understanding about the power God has given us through grace. Amen. Glory to God. And there's another scripture about it being a grace enabling you. And that's in Romans 14:4. Amen. Write that down so you can go in there and dig it out. Amen. Glory to God. And I'll have my real glasses next time we meet, and I'll be able to take it and break it down, because we're going to continue on in it. Amen. So I also have something that really was dear to me in my studies this week. And I was studying in Psalm, the 45th chapter. You know, that's a love Psalms. Amen. And, the one thing that really touched my heart was I was doing the commentary on it, and it was in Psalms 45, round about verse 9, and it talked about, this is a heart matter. A good heart will only be content with good thoughts. Where the fountain is good, good streams will flow forth. Amen. You know, when your heart is happy, when your heart is good, only good things are going to flow through it. When you're angry, you're upset, what happens? A lot of malice, a lot of bitterness comes out of your heart. But it says that the fountain is good. If that fountain is good, that's, we're talking about the heart now. It flows, if good things flow from your heart, that stream will flow forth, and the heart is incomparably well when a warm heart and a good matter come together. Come on, somebody. That really touched my heart, because we always need the right things, the right people, the right situations to come together for us. And we notice that when, you know, some call it chemistry. Amen. And when it comes together and it flows just right, the mixture is there and everything is good. Amen. There's no stress. You know, you don't have to feel your forehead all crunched up and you stressed out and groaning. But when that heart, the fountain, let's just imagine a fountain. When it flows, there's no interruption in that fountain. So as that fountain is flowing, the stream of water is flowing through, and it's good. Amen. It flows real smooth. And if it's cold, it's even better. Amen. Praise God. But we know that good streams will flow forth. The heart is incomparably well when a warm heart and a good matter come together. How many of us really want that warm heart to be comparable with a good flow? Amen. And we know, amen, that all good things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wish I had somebody talking back to me. Ooh, this is so good to me. I'd like to chew it up. Amen. Glory
to God.
That's
right. Break it down. Yes, yes. So you've given us three wonderful scriptures. And can we take one of these scriptures so that we can then begin to break it down? For those of you who are listening, I'm Dr. Black. I'm a psychologist, and I tend to go in where we break them down. So if we could take one scripture and then break it down, then that can move us on forward. So,
amen.
Out of the three, if we could break it down, then we can put it in, you know, like how you do Gumby back in the day. Y'all may not know about Gumby, but, you know, Gumby goes in all those little pieces, and then we break it down, and then we, afterwards, we'll put it back together. So, yeah,
amen.
So which one can we break down so we can discuss it on a breakdown mode?
Okay, let's break down.
So get some callers in here so that they can start breaking, so we can feel what they breakdown mode is.
Amen. That's it. Let's break down Luke, the 10th chapter, and verse 19.
Okay.
Let's break it down. That's that grace enabling. It's enabling.
All right.
Yes, let's break it down. Come on.
I like that one. Luke,
amen.
10, or was it 14:10 or 10:14, the blood of Jesus, let us pray.
It's Luke 10. Verse 19.
Glory, 19.
Yes,
Jesus. I went somewhere else. Oh, here it is. It's highlighted. So I'll read it for you. You know, you say, it says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you."
Amen.
So we could break that down. So we could,
yes,
we could break that down. Because, you know, on every day, I was telling somebody one day, I said, you know what, you just got up. You didn't say thank you, Jesus. You think you woke yourself up. One, you didn't. And two, you forgot to say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up. I said, but you so busy on CNN, ABC, NBC, KTTV. I said, but you're not on G-O-D.
Come on.
And I had to tell them, if you can get on the G-O-D, then you wouldn't have to be worried about CNN, TRUMP, LMNOP, QRST, and ABC. You wouldn't have to about that, because exactly what you are saying here, God gives us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So, you know, we can't be focusing on everything else but the G-O-D. That's how we get our morning started. That's how we get started. That's how, you know, that's how everything, you know, gets going positively.
Amen. 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 And that's really true. Because, see, when we know that we're responding to grace, see, what we're doing now, what Dr. Black and I are doing now, we're teaching you and giving, enlightening you on how to respond to God's grace that God gives us, and that grace, yes, that enables us. And how enabling, we know it gives, God's given us the power. His grace gives us power. Amen. And like she said, we starting it with the G-O-D, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus, the G-O-D that sent his son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, amen. His son, he sent grace. Jesus is our grace, amen. He is grace. Glory to God.
Yes.
And so when she, yes, said, behold, I give unto you the power to tread upon the serpent, amen. You have the power. What is the power, Prophetess Demetria? What is the power, Dr. Black? The power is the power of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he has given us the power. He said, when Jesus said he was leaving, what did he say? He said, I go, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Come on, somebody. And how many of you know when it gets cold, you need that warm comforter? You get to scramble. They say the weather changing. You get to scramble looking for your comforter. If you don't have one, you go buy one. Amen. But with Jesus, we don't have to buy one. He left the Holy Ghost for, he said, it's for you. Freely you have received, freely give it. Amen. And so he left us the Holy Ghost, a comforter. And so his grace, hallelujah, being sufficient for us, gives us the power, amen, to tread upon the serpent. It's a spiritual victory when you tread upon that serpent, amen. You tread upon that scorpion, amen. And then what? You have all power over it, so it doesn't harm you. It doesn't hurt
you.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah,
come
and
on,
neither
somebody.
Does the enemy. The enemy. So let's look at serpents and scorpions. And we know, yes, some people have a serpent mentality and a scorpion,
yes,
mentality. You,
yes,
know, those are the creepy crawlies. And sometimes in life we have creepy crawly people who we interface with, whether if it's your supervisor, whether if it's your boss. Unfortunately, it may be a significant other. It may be the person at the grocery store. It may be the silly person at the gas station. If you're not driving fast enough, it could be the person who's behind you and wants you to drive faster. Like, I was on the freeway Sunday, and it's traffic, and this person's behind me, and they get so excited with themselves.
Yes.
And they go around, and she's honking and throwing her hands up all in the air. So I hope you're doing all that to be praising the Lord. Are you for real with yourself? The blood of Jesus, you know?
The blood
I'm
of Jesus.
65, 70, and you throwing your hands all up in the air. I said, oh, she must got the Holy Ghost while driving. So just,
yes,
you know, I was like, so just go around and get to getting. You know, so sometimes we have to deal with scorpions, and we have to deal with serpents, but then it also says the enemy, because, you know,
yes,
the enemy will come to steal, kill, and destroy, and you could be looking at an enemy every day.
Amen.
And you don't,
amen,
you know, and that's just exactly who it is. But if, when you get into the Word of God, I'm telling you, then it will allow you to interface with the enemy. And as a psychologist, and the people I interface with, and I tell you, I went into a shop today, and I was just looking at some stones and just some different things, and a girl says, she was just talking, and I said, well, the blood of Jesus. And she said, oh, what did you say? I said, the blood of Jesus. She said, oh, did you say Jesus? And I said, yes, I did. And she said, do you think, she said, I need to talk to God about some things. I said, well, okay. I said, honey, can't you just talk to him the way, you know, just like the way we're talking right now?
That's
she
right.
Said, I said, he will hear you. But she said, will he hear? I said, you know, I said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will open. I said, ask. I said, and don't you be spooked or don't be afraid, because he is going to gently talk to you. And she looked, and I said, and try it. I said, but see, you're not asking, and you act like you're scared of God. I said, but try it. And I said, and I don't even know what I'm in this store looking at all these rocks for. I said, I walked in here to tell you what you need to hear. And she went on about her. She went on about her issues, Prophet and Demetrius. She said, well, you know, I'm having some problems and I'm having some issues. And I said, well, here we go, the blood of Jesus. Let us pray. You know, I said, but it goes back to what you said, authority, grace. God's grace is sufficient for us. And what happened is that she just needed to hear that, okay, just talk to God, because you haven't done it. And you need to do it. So I'm just sent here to tell you that it's okay to talk to him.
And she,
She lit up like a Christmas tree amongst those rocks in that shop. I said, Father God, look at her, the blood of Jesus, let us pray. So I said, okay, honey cakes, I'll see you later. Sweet love, I don't even know what I was in there for.
That's what you were sent for. See, it's at an appointed time. That was a divine appointment. Amen. You were sent in there, not for the rocks, but you were sent in there for her. And he says sometimes he'll take the foolish thing to confound the wise. Amen. He'll send you in a place and it'll be an automatic setup. Amen. You'll go in a place and you think you're there for one thing and you're there for that person. Somebody's showing up. Amen. I remember in the beginning of my ministry, in the beginning of my call, a lot of times I would have to go places and I was like, oh, I got to go over here and I'm not sure where I'm going, but I would get dressed and go, and I would go and sit and wait. And it was, and a lot of times the Holy Spirit, he's training you. He wants to see, do you really have that ear to hear? That was back then. Amen. This is now, but I'm just sharing with you that that's how I flowed in the past, as I was learning my journey, as I was learning my call, as I was learning what I had to do. Amen. And I would show up playing. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to say to them? And then as I opened my mouth, you know, he would speak through me. And then there were times when I tell you one really quick, I went to go visit my son and his wife, my daughter-in-law. Hey, if you're out there, hey, God bless you. Love you guys. And so I went over to her house, and just so happened some young lady happened to be there. And so when I walked in, and right when I laid eyes on her, it was like a big ocean flowed through, and I jumped up like I was jumping a wave. Like, you know how the surfers surf when they get on those surfboards and they ride in the waves. And I jumped as if I was riding the wave, and I said, whoa. And I looked at her and I was like, oh, what's going on in your life? And we just began to, you know, go back and forth. And it was like a divine appointment, and the Lord had a word for her, and everything was right on time. Amen. And so it just, the reason why we're sharing is because we want you to know to be obedient to what you hear, be obedient to what you have been called to do by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then as we're reading on with this scripture in Luke 10:19, also we know that in James 4:7, it lets us to know that we can resist the devil and he will flee. Amen. So we have the power to resist him as well. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to take the enemy's blows. We don't have to take things that he say and just, you know, keep rehearsing them in our mind. We rehearsing. I said about us. Amen. Because his grace, you know, his grace is sufficient for us. So you grab your scriptures. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, that is so true. You know, you have a very large fan base, and I'm curious to know from those who are listening if they have had to interact, intervene, intercept a serpent, a scorpion, or an enemy thus far this week. And if they did, I'd like to know, how did they handle it? How was it handled? And if you don't mind, you know, maybe give them 30 seconds to call in and just share their story on your call-in number.
And yes.
You know, I'm just curious to know if there's anyone out there who's in the listening audience who has had to interface with this serpent, interface with this scorpion, interface with this enemy, and then how was it that you were able to turn that negative into a godly positive, or just by listening in what Prophetess Demetria is saying and myself is saying, when that, if it comes up with you in the future, what can you take from here that you can go ahead and implement in your daily life so that it does not occur, or you can just cut that off and then next keep it moving? So is there a call-in number for your listeners to share?
Yes, I do have a call-in number, Dr. Black, and the number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that number is 1-888-627-6008. And we look forward to hearing from you. We'll be glad to answer any questions. Yes, and we would like to hear if you have been through anything this week, amen, that pertains to what we are talking about here. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to
that
God. We
blessing.
Welcome your calls.
Yes. Yes.
Praise
amen.
God.
You know, this week has been a scorpion week.
Hey, to Sister Joan,
amen.
How are you?
Amen. Yes. And you know, the one thing that the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance is that because of the finished work of Jesus, and
yes,
I had nothing to fear because
amen
of that grace being sufficient.
Come on.
By grace, we have that authority. We
That's
have
right
that authority to lay hold of every solution that Jesus has made for us. We don't
yes
have to bow down to the enemy's tactics.
Glory.
And the reason why is because, see, he's already done it all.
Amen.
Jesus has done it all. He has done, the Bible says that he made a spectacle of the enemy. Hallelujah. He made
Hallelujah
a spectacle of him. It's like he took him in a parade and marched him down the street in a parade to let everybody see that he is a defeated foe.
Yes.
But see,
yes,
the mindset is that we have to know that the work of Jesus is done. We
yes
can't add nothing to it. We can't subtract from it. It is
amen
a done work. And the enemy knows that. He
amen
knows that. And he knows when you don't know it.
So
that's
word
one
right
way
there.
How, that's right. Then that's
he knows
one way
when
how
you don't
we
know.
You don't know it. That's life. And we resist him. That's how we resist the devil, and he will flee. And then our resistance is letting him know, oh no, Jesus has took care of you.
Amen.
It's a done
amen
deal. The battle is over. The battle
yes
is won.
Yes,
all
it
I
is
have to do is to believe it, receive it,
and that settles it.
And lay hold to it. That's by grace, because his
grace,
grace is sufficient. You lay
amen
hold of the finished work. Hallelujah. Thank
amen
you.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Thank you for those.
Yes. Amen. That's how I got. That's how the Lord delivered me from the scorpions and the serpents and all the battles of the weapons of the enemy. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
See,
yes,
and that
amen
again is a part of the spiritual victory. Amen. That grace enabling us. Amen. That's part of it. Thank you so much, Sister Joan, for sharing that with us. Because you know what? That's good word. Because it lets us know that this battle that we think that we're in, we're not in a battle. It's a fixed fight. It's already over.
That's right. Amen.
We've already won. Amen.
Amen.
All we do is, Amen. What is our part? What is our part? Our part is to believe. Amen.
Yes.
Believe in what? Mm-hmm. The finished works of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
I have to say this, that when a lot of people are in the midst of their battles or in the midst of the topsy-turviness, then sometimes it's difficult for them to pull out that belief within them. But if you just believe that what the Word of God says will be done, mm-hmm. it is done.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What Sister Joan is saying. Is, you know, we, instead of picking up the phone to tell your friend, instead of picking up Instagram in the name of Jesus, and Twitter, and Snapchat, and Hokey Pokey, and turning yourself around, that's when you really know. And some people don't like to go to the Bible, but I always realize in the midst, everybody got a phone, just pull up parables of the Bible. Everything you're going through is already a parable.
And it's already settled. Amen.
That's what she means by it's already done. Because if you read it, I mean, and let me spell the word parable for those who may not know. Parable. Just pull up parables of the Bible. And I tell you, read those parables of the Bible, and you'll be amazed of the parables that God has given out. But if you also go to the stories of the Bible on your app, you'll have need on app, just put stories of the Bible. And just you can go to the scroll to the very last one, and I've read them. I read the first, I think it's like 150 of them, and I tell you, it's mind blowing. Just as Sister Jonah says, already done. No need to even get yourself in a pretzel knot. If you just read the stories of the Bible, it will tell you right there. It'll tell you. It's almost like a song. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the person said, "Oh, no, everything that you're going through is already a song."
I was like,
"Oh, my God, that's so true." Everything you're going through in life, the blood of Jesus, you're not the first one to go through it.
And you won't be the last. Amen.
No, you will not. But it is already written. It is already done. If you just go in there and read the books, it's just so simple.
That's right. And I also, I want to inject too, that if we would all remember that we already have authority over the spirit of fear. We already have the authority. So it's no need to fear. Just walk in faith. Amen. Amen. We already know that we have authority over anything that we're going through. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's the main ingredient. You know, that we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit and power we have right now. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Speak to that thing and tell it to go.
Yes.
You don't have to be all radical and wild with it. Just tell it to go. You have no authority here. Yes. You cannot live here. Amen. I have not invited you in. And if I accidentally invited you in, by authority, asking you out with a swift kick. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. You know, it's an attack.
To just take a minute to make some announcements. Amen.
Amen.
One moment. I just like to make these announcements for those that are just coming in. I wanted to invite you to email me at prophetic55@gmail.com. Also, I have a prayer line that you can call on Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time. The number is 424-284-5500. Again, that's 424-284-5500. And that's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. And then I have a request line for prayer. That number is 702-801-7767. Again, that request prayer line is 702-801-7767. Amen. And again, we also invite you, if you have any prayer, any need of prayer, even while we're here on the line, you can call us live at 1-888-627-6008. Amen. I have a commercial here for Candice Beauty Supply here in Las Vegas. Candice, are you here? Amen. I didn't see her come in. She's probably busy with customers. But she gave the advertisement on the last time we were here, and it's Candice Beauty Supply. It's a new black-owned beauty supply ran by women in the name of Jesus, women of God. And so if you like to, if you're here in the Las Vegas area, you can stop by Candice Beauty Supply. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I also have an announcement to make. If you want to go to bbsradio.com/authoritygrace, all one word. And there, if you would like to donate at anything you would like to donate, you can press on the PayPal button. And I'd like to let you know that anything that you donate, it goes straight to take care of this radio broadcast every 2 weeks. Amen. And I thank you so much for the support. For those of you that are supporting Authority Grace, I thank you so much. Those of you that have a heart to support Authority Grace, I thank you as well. God bless you a hundredfold in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. And again, that is bbsradio.com/authoritygrace, and then the donate button is there. Amen. I'm gonna tell you why I said donut is because I've been pressing back from the sweets, and I think my body might be craving a little sweets here. Amen. So the number to call, if you just like listening in every other Wednesday, 701-719-4207. And if that line is full, you can dial 712-775-6619. If you would like to talk to me live as we're doing tonight, that number is 1-888-627-6008. God bless you. All right, let's continue this conversation. Joan, I think you had something you wanted to say.
No, I was just want to mention, you know, the church is being attacked, so it's mostly directed to the way we believe, the body of Christ, what we believe. And so now Amen. The attack is on the church, and it's trying to pull us to humanism.
You know?
Yes, and so, however, you know, we know that Jesus, he would never, ever get edged out
Amen.
Of anything.
Never.
Amen. Because we know that the whole universe is held on by him. He holds
Amen.
It all up.
Yes.
And what I was trying to get to was that, you know, John 3:16 says, so he so loved us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of his love for us, that God gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And we know that scripture, but have eternal life. And so
yes.
what I was yes. trying to get to also, that see, we were on his mind. We were on
Amen.
His mind from the foundations of the world.
Yes.
That's how much he loves us.
Amen.
That's how much we were always on his mind. So everything that, every good thing, he says every good things come from above.
Amen.
So it's already in his mind. It was already set in his mind. You was already set in his mind. I was already set in his mind.
Amen. You know, nothing caught him by surprise.
Amen. Nothing catches him by surprise. He's already made provisions for everything that we go through. He's factored everything that we ever go through. He's already factored it in. Amen.
Amen.
So we just have to believe that it's a done deal. He has taken care of everything for us. And the only work that we do is we believe. Because right now, if you're a born-again Christian, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places right now, far above scorpions and serpents and principalities.
And rulers of darkness of this world.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. We have that authority. By grace, it's ours. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Amen. Dr. Black, you have anything you'd like to add?
No. I'm flowing with Joan.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's so true that, you know, we have to know the authority that we walk in. Amen. We have to know that God gave us the authority through his son, Jesus. He is grace. He is grace. Amen.
Yes.
The overflowing, the overflowing of grace. Amen.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, as we're talking about grace, it's not giving you a license to sin. Grace is not saying, okay, you can go and do what everyone do because grace has you covered. No, we're not saying that. We want you to be, we want you to know that his grace is sufficient for you. We want you to know that you don't have to drag a bull and a goat to the altar and cut him and make him bleed and sacrifice that blood, because Jesus' blood has already been shed for you. Amen. Has already been done.
Amen.
He said, it is finished. Amen.
Yes.
So it's already done. He said, it's not by works what? That any man should boast. Amen. So you can't work your way through nothing. You can't buy your way in. Come on, somebody. But what you have to do is you have to believe. Come on. You have to believe. You're going to believe in something. Amen. Everybody on this line, listening to us by radio, everybody listening, you know that you believe in, you have to believe in something. Why not just go ahead and believe in Jesus Christ? Believe that he died and rose again with new life in his hand.
Yeah.
Amen. This is not a hard task. Amen. Yeah. Nobody's going to browbeat you and beat you across the head. Amen. Just all you have to do is believe. Surrender all to him. Lord, I believe that you died for me way back on Calvary. Amen. And I thank you that you rose again with new life in your hand for me.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Just believe, glory to God, that he did that for you. And then also believe that the same spirit that raised him from the dead, amen, is the same spirit that quickens your mortal body today so that you can say, yes, Lord, I do believe. Amen. I surrender all to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, if you just surrender it all to him. Remember, a couple of weeks back, I taught you that if you just cast all your care upon him, he cares for you.
Yeah.
He also told you that he will perfect those things that concern you most. Amen. His grace is sufficient for you.
Yes, it is.
Amen. So you don't have to go and do no flips and stand sideways and then turn to the left and the right and all that kind of stuff. You just surrender all to him and say, Lord, I believe. Thank you for loving me, Lord.
Yes.
When I didn't even love myself. Amen. You love me. Thank you for filling those empty spaces in my heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father God. Glory, glory, glory to the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen?
That is true.
Amen.
Yes, he takes it all away from us. You have to surrender it to him. He's not going to come and snatch it. He's waiting for you. Come on. He's right there.
Amen.
Receive him. Receive him that you would never be alone again. Amen. Glory to God. So that you can become that light in the dark place. Amen. Because with him on the inside of you, there's no darkness that can stand before you. When you walk into a dark place, what happens? It lights up. Why? Because you have the light of life on the inside of you. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That's exciting to know.
Yes, it is. Amen.
And I just, and I invite you to invite him in. Let him have his place in your life. He'll fill every empty void. Amen. You'll no longer have to worry and fret. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, there's a place in the word where he said, take this yoke, my yoke upon you, for it's easy. And then he said, what? And my burdens are light. If you're carrying a heavy weight tonight, I dare you to lift it up and just give it to him. Say, Lord, here, take it. I can't carry it no more. It's yours, Father God. I give it to you. And if you give that and do that with a sincere heart, I promise you, the weight will be lifted immediately. Amen. I'm speaking from experience. Glory to God. And when you accept him into your heart, into your life, it's all him. No longer you. Amen. You don't have to walk around being sin conscious. Oh, did I do that wrong? Oh, did I? No, because if you allow him, he will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth. Amen. That's why you hear us saying his grace is sufficient for you. His grace empowers you. His grace enables you. And then you walk in spiritual victory, from victory to victory, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the next time we come together, I'm going to speak to you about where he said that there is no sin that's new to him. It's nothing you're doing that's new. Amen. But he came and conquered it. He conquered it all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for who he is and who I am in him. Amen. I like to say it is me, but it's not me. Glory to God.
Yes,
I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm better than that. Why? Because I have Jesus on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he's a good, good Father. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. He's a way maker. And I'm here to tell you today that he's a promise keeper. Glory to God. Glory to God. No good thing will he withhold from you as you diligently seek him. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We have dined sufficiently. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And remember,
thank you, Lord,
that you have authority over spiritual fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no need to worry, no need to fret. James 4 and 7 tells you to resist the devil and he will flee. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. I love you all. Does anyone else have anything Amen. They would like to share?
Amen. You know, I just
Dr.
wanted
Black,
to say
this
when
is
you
truly
were
a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, I just wanted to encourage everyone also that it's not hard. He, when Prophet Demetrius said that he came to forgive the whole world of sin, he removed that sin barrier. It's been removed. It's been removed.
Amen. Amen.
You have access to him, to Jesus now. He removed that sin barrier.
Yes.
Like I said, you don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to fight this. You don't have to try to do it on your own. It's already been removed. All you have to do is receive it.
Amen.
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 Amen. That barrier is gone. It is gone.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to thank Dr. Black and Sister Joan for being on my panel tonight. It was such a blessing to have these mighty Amen. Women of wisdom in the name of Jesus to be part of my team. Amen. I thank you all so much for enlightening and sharpening those listeners out there that came to hear what we have to say by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because what you all hear is not us. It's the Holy Ghost ministering through us to you, to enlighten you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That you walk away enlightened. And you walk away with the gift stirred in you by the Holy Ghost. And you might say, what gift? Stirred up to get in your word, to see what it is we're talking about and break it down even further and go Amen. Deeper and deeper. Yeah. Amen? Stirred Amen. Up by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank and we you. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing, we look forward to hearing Amen. And knowing that you're there joining us in 2 weeks. Amen. We'll see you Amen. In 2 weeks. Glory to God. And thank you all so much again for sharing here at Authority Grace in the mighty name of Jesus Amen. At bbsradio.com. Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.